This morning, I love this text from the Acts of the Apostles. First of all, preaching the gospel is not going to come with just niceties. Applause. Thank you for coming to preach. Oh, I just love it. I love it when you live your faith. It's so inspiring. What happened to St. Paul? He went there to preach the gospel, and they did not like it. They found as many stones as they could, and they threw them at him. That's what happened. That's what happens, not necessarily real stones today in our area, but they're different types of stones, and they do hurt. But Paul wasn't afraid about it. I mean, there was one stone that knocked them out. Someone once, he could have played maybe for the Phillies, I'm sure, you know, and just binged him, and he was out cold, and they thought he was dead. And what's interesting here is what brought him back? The disciples who gathered around him. We need to gather around one another. We don't live this journey on our own. We need one another, and we need to take time to develop friendships. And I encourage you, for example, you know, this is a community within communities, this 6:30 Mass, to get to know one another even more. I mean, you know, we know faces, but to get to know how beautiful that is. And then what happened? Because they gathered, they were there in force, he got up. And to put a cherry on the top, he not only got up, he went back into the city, back into the place where they stoned him. And it just goes to show as well what the love of Christ can do within our hearts, what it can do, you know, when we face difficulties and opposition. That the love of Christ is his love for us first. And that's the love which truly stokes our hearts and gives us the strength to face our challenges with hope, perseverance, and determination.